Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 16th of January. I'm catching up with Brian McMaster, Chairman of Harvest Minerals. Hey, morning, Brian.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm good. So it's been a little while since we last spoke on the phone. The company have recently released an announcement to say that there's been a substantial operational expansion. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that and what it means to the company moving forward?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, as we've been foreshadowing for a while, I mean, last year was really a year of, you know, getting our ducks in a row and getting our test work all sorted out. And we put one processing line in last year, which we've processed our first run of product with, and it all worked really well. And now we've got a better sense of what the market for the near term looks like and how much demand we expect to be meeting in the near term. So in order to meet all that, we've gone ahead and increased our production capacity by another fourfold.
Wow, pretty interesting. There's obviously a bit of speculation out there in the public domain that investors are sort of waiting for this MAPA certification to come in. It was due the back end of last year. It's still not come yet. Obviously, you mentioned it in that announcement that you anticipate it to be pretty soon. Would it be unfair to assume that the steps that you're taking now, you wouldn't be taking if you didn't anticipate that that this would come, this certification?
Well, the thing about the certification is that the steps that need to be followed in order to make an application and the steps that you're adjudicated upon in order to be certified are prescriptive. They're in the legislation, etc. down there. So we know what we needed to do and we've done it. We know what they're going to grade us against and we can therefore make a pretty informed decision. I mean, what we can't control is how quickly these guys turn it around. They tell us that they're onto it and, you know, they're making the assessment, but you know, they've got their own internal mechanisms and they'll take as long as they need to. We don't think it's very far away, and we certainly think that we're confident enough to move forward to make this capital investment to increase the size of our production line. And I think, you know, shareholders can look back on the history of Harvest and realise that everything we've set out to achieve over the last 2 years, we have achieved. We don't make rash decisions. We're not the kind of people who are running around, you know, making decisions without proper foundation. And if you put all of that together, it wouldn't take a genius to work out what we're thinking when we make an announcement saying we've increased our capacity by fourfold.
Yeah. So it's fair. So would it be fair to say that, you know, you guys have got a strategy, you deploy it, you work to your timelines in order to achieve things on time, ahead of budget? I know that was something you'd flagged up in a recent Q&A, but more so, you know, the speed in which the authority that gives this certification, you know, maybe that one sort of blows in the wind a little bit, but that doesn't deter you. You're not waiting for these things. You're confident that you're doing, you know, all of the right steps. You're taking all the right steps to achieve the certification, so why would you take your foot off the gas? You keep on pressing forward. Is that the argument?
That's exactly the point. I mean, our sales team down there are talking to the customers, you know, all the time. So we know what the customers are saying, what they want and when they want it. If you backtrack from there, we need to put capacity in place now in order to be able to build the production lines in time to be able to produce the product to give to the customers. So we can't wait for the certification before we do that. But that said, we're not going to go and spend a lot of money doing this unless we were very confident that everything we need to be in place will be in place. So, you know, all I can really say is we have as much information as we can possibly gather, but armed with all that information, we're very, very happy that we've made the decision to put the extra production lines in place.
Okay, and before we just talk about the fourfold increase and what that could mean in financial terms to the company, there is an argument out there in the public domain. I want to wait until this company actually gets some firm orders, get some production going, and we can start to see the numbers, because at the minute there's a lot of speculation and anticipation and we've not quite got the delivery. So before we talk about what the fourfold figures look like, you know, how firm of an order book have you got? What's the sort of you know, we've talked about the pace and speed of scalability and production in the past. Is that very much still in focus? And, you know, how do you sort of look to validate that in the market to perhaps people out there who are looking at Harvest Minerals but have not took a leap of faith, or, in fact, people who perhaps don't believe it's going to come anywhere near as quick as has been suggested?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I don't fully understand, to be honest, you know, the people who still have a question mark over Harvest and its ability to complete. I mean, everything we've done the last 2 years, as I say, has been done on time and under budget. And, you know, going forward, I don't think that there's any reason why people should maintain a watch-and-see attitude towards Harvest. That said, the answer to your question is, you know, we are building a market, so that does take a little bit of time. We have what we're calling an order book, which is basically, you know, the, well, effectively that, I guess, a book of orders that of what we think people will want from us in the coming months. You know, it looks very healthy. It exceeds the projections that have been put into the market by independent commentators over recent times. And so, yeah, we think that's all pretty special. I mean, I have seen, you know, some people on billboards and other things speculating that, you know, you can go from zero to full capacity literally overnight is the way they're kind of shaping it. It clearly doesn't work that way. But we think that we have a clear line of sight on being able to get from where we are now to the kind of nameplate capacity that we've talked about, and putting these four lines in almost gets us there. I mean, it gives us, you know, maximum capacity of 320,000 tonnes per annum. So that gets us a long way down the track. That's, you know, more than $15 million in sales. Well, it's closer to $20 million in sales. And it's, you know, gets us right into the ballpark.
And look, Brian, is it a case that, you know, you can't firm up an order book if you haven't got the capacity to produce? So it's a chicken and an egg scenario. You know, yes, we need to produce on some form of scale to sort of show we've got that proof of concept. We also need the certification to make these sales and to get the relevant authority to become certified. But at the same time, we also need to be able to scale up the business adequately, so that when these orders do start to firm up and you start to sort of progress, you know, the business is in the right place. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what we're saying. I mean, there's a lot of, I think, you know, there's a combination of a bit of impatience and a bit of doubt around Harvest. And, you know, people shouldn't confuse the two. I mean, we don't see there's any reason to doubt Harvest's ability to finish the job. And by that, I mean to move into a sales mode, which is cash flow positive and meets the expectations that shareholders have got in the market. There is, however, a little bit of impatience around, you know, when can that happen, et cetera, et cetera. And the simple truth is exactly as you described it. We had to go out and test the market. We did that late last year. The market response has been fantastic. We now have to put the capacity in place. We've just announced that we're doing that, and it will be in place within, you know, literally weeks. You know, a couple of months really is just a handful of weeks. Around that, and simultaneous to that, in the background, we're continuing to work with our customers to say, look, we're doing this on the ground, we'll have the capacity, how much do you want? And they're starting to tell us how much they want. So we've got a really good internal sense of what it is we think our sales will look like in the coming months. Alongside all of that is MAPA. Now, the funny thing about MAPA is we're seeking the certification, and we think it's a really important thing to have. It's not a legal requirement that we have it, however. It's just something that we want to have and we think our customers want us to have. So, you know, it is important to understand. We expect we will get it. We've told the market that. But, you know, as I say, it's not a legal requirement. We can sell product without it, and that's what we've done so far. We sold some product late last year without certification.
So, right, okay, that's interesting. So this is the certification is to try to you know, fulfill the requirements from your market, rather than you know, a necessity to sell. So your customers or potential client base have indicated this is something that they'd wish to see, and by the virtue of that, will probably inflate the amount of sales you can do or the pace in which you can do it. But in actual fact, you're not confined by it. Therefore, you continue to build up the production, get things going. At a $15 million a year production sort of scale, assuming the orders come in, and with or without Mapper, is it the value? Clearly, there's a level of frustration on current valuation with a £19 million market cap. Of course, we know and we've discussed that there's investors out there that perhaps want to see the sort of the colour of the money as it starts to come in before they. Before they take a position, I mean, is it what the company's valuation today? Where do you see it in the next sort of 12 months? I know it's, I'm not trying to, give you a loaded gun here, but have you got a view or opinion on valuations of the company moving forward?
Well, probably the best example I can give you is there's three or four independent research reports out. I mean, Mirabeau did one, Beaufort did one, Whitman Howard have done one, Capital Networks have done one. And they've all sort of indicated that our price would be somewhere in the low 30 to 40p mark. And they've made some assumptions in there around sales, et cetera, et cetera. And I've previously said in this call that I think we're going to exceed those sales sooner rather than later. So if everything followed according to plan and we hit those targets and those the valuation metrics that those guys used are accurate, then, and the market was perfect, you'd expect to see us in that mid 30p mark. I mean, that's the best way I can answer your question. I mean, I'm not an expert in valuing companies, but that's what the experts are saying. If you sell XYZ of product, you'll expect to be in this sort of price valuation range, and our expectations are we're going to sell XYZ of product.
And look, I've sort of, after we spoke the last time, I took a look at Brian McMaster and Garrison Capital and the companies that you've been involved with previously, and there's a common theme that there's a great deal of success behind the deals that you do, and you've already stated that you work on time and on budget, and that you've managed to achieve that, and there's an expectation out there that this is going to be yet another win for the sort of Brian McMaster supporters. A closing statement, really. I've looked at you, I've looked at the guys out in Brazil. The whole thing seems to stack up. I mean, is there a lack of education? Is it just that the market perhaps hasn't fully understood the business that you've done previously, and really the sort of credibility of the current team, both at a board and management level in Brazil, but also obviously in London too.
Oh, look, it could be. I mean, there seems to be something that holds it back a little bit. I think maybe one of the issues is, fertilizers is something that's not as commonly known to people as, say, a gold play or something like that. So, but part of the reason why we're in this business is because it's fertilizers. We're, selling a product that is in incredibly high demand in the middle of an agricultural belt in a country that is one of the biggest users of fertilizers in the world. I mean, it's kind of like selling water to people in the desert, I mean, it really doesn't get much better than this. So I think, you're right, though, Doc. It's about we have to just keep plugging away and keep educating people and just keep hitting our targets and doing what we say we're going to do, and eventually, the cream rises to the top.
And on that note, we'll call it a day. That's Brian McMaster, Chairman at Harvest Minerals. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Thank you, Doc.